and welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I'm going to be talking to you about one of the things that's made the biggest difference to my presentation skills, to the way that I converse on these podcasts, all the way through to building audiences, and also, I guess, scaling my business in general. And it's something that I hear a lot of people talk about, but actually, when it comes to putting it into practice, sometimes you just need something to listen to kind of kick your ass into gear to realize that everything's all right, and you just need to really force yourself to go forward with it. And that is your energy levels, okay? So something which I guess I've not really spoken about much, but if I look back at all the different content pieces that I've created, all the best performing presentations that I've done, all the way through to the podcast that have had the best amount of listens, to content that's reached the most amount of people, it's always been videos. It's always been stuff where they can actually hear what I'm saying, where they can actually see me participating. But it's also the stuff that I've had the most energy in when I'm delivering it. And this is something I've not looked into in as much detail, but I mean, it makes logical sense. Like if you can actually see, hear, listen to someone that's passionate, enthusiastic, and is wanting to really, really push forward and create content which is going to be entertaining and educational at the same time, then it's going to be definitely taken in better at a more optimistic, passionate level than if I was doing it quite like slow, mundane, almost like I was sending you to sleep almost, right? And to be fair, if you've listened to any of my content before, I can actually have that sometimes. Like I've listened to some of the pits that I've not really liked, and it's been when I've been at this monotone level where I've been really, really flat and not been able to, I guess, put myself in a level which is actually going to engage you guys and get you to listen. So I want to give you a top tip that's something that I think has made a massive difference in the way that I create, in the way that I also present, and the way that I then speak to people in conversation as well, is as bad as this sounds, like on camera especially, is my 100% level of like energy actually isn't where I need to be. If you go and just talk like normally, in the normal way that you would if you were talking with anybody else, and you spoke like your normal tone, this is me now speaking in my normal tone, talking in the same way that I would if I was conversing with like a friend down the road, whatever, it doesn't really work. In fact, if you compare me with a normal presenter on TV or somebody that you watch over and over again, like it would be like chalk and cheese in terms of how we work. It's almost like the normal version of me is actually like the 40% version of me, and the 120% of them is like the 100% of them. So what I do every single time that I look to create now, I will sometimes go outside, get some fresh air, get myself going, especially if I'm about to do an important sales call or if I'm about to do a presentation or create content like this. I will go out, get myself some fresh air, work out what it is that I want to say, and think about what it is that's going to help me get my energy levels up. I want to be performing at 120% when I'm doing these videos. So when you're listening to it back on the podcast or you're watching it on my YouTube channel or anywhere else that I repurpose this, it meets the level which is going to get your attention and going to keep you engaged. If you look back at your content right now, any video content that you've done, I guarantee the content when you are feeling the best, when you're pumped up, when you're fired up, when you're really passionate about something, that's the content that does the best. So get yourself out there, create in the moments the way you feel the most fired up version of yourself. That's all I've really got to say today. Really nice and short. Simple, but your energy is everything in anything that you do. Like I went into the office a couple of days ago and a couple of the team members are in there, like my business partners were in there, and I walked in, it was actually quite flat. So I made the conscious effort to go in there and just raise it. Like let's get everybody up and running. Like let's really go. How's everything going? Change the energy levels, change the state. And suddenly the two people that I was working with, their energy levels came up as well. They met where we are and we had an epic day. But I'd gone in there and feeling a little bit low and met them where their energy levels were, we wouldn't have had the most productive day ever. We probably would have had a really unproductive day. Energy is everything, right? Let's leverage our time as much as possible. Get out there and start being the most energetic versions of ourselves. I hope this helps in probably any way. I'm just going to keep talking about my learnings as we go. And if they do help, then please make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, wherever you're consuming this. Come and check me out on Instagram if you have any questions and send me a direct message. I always respond to every single message that I get. I'm looking to provide as much value along my business journey as I can to you guys. So reach out as much as you like. I hope this has been helpful, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.